It happened to be a very busy evening in the hotel. We had some 200-300 people moving around the hotel, upstairs, downstairs, around the lobby. One of our wheelchair guests was in the lobby having some food and some drink, and happened to be positioned in a place where, as it happens, he's always positioned. He is a regular guest with us. Ronan is his name. We have a great rapport with him, and all the staff get on very well with him. On this occasion, as I say, the hotel was extremely busy. Those member staff went over to Ronan and asked him to, if he could possibly move a few feet out of a fire escape passage from the bar to the front door, over near the reception, front of the reception, a few feet. The message, unfortunately, got misconstrued, miscommunicated, and ultimately misunderstood. And the guest, unfortunately, took the meaning that he was being asked to leave the hotel, which he did. And I'm here this morning to just put our side of the story. that is our side. It was a miscommunicated message that got misunderstood. We, as I say, know the guest very well. Very loyal guest, and one that we are always very happy to serve.
Now, you mentioned he's in the hotel regularly, and he's often in that. So why hasn't he been asked to move a few feet before?
Well, we always try and accommodate everybody. But I think last night, as I say, with 200 or 300 people moving around the hotel, you know, our first and foremost duty is to the health and safety and well-being of all our guests. And that included Ronan, who happened to be in a dangerous position with people bumping off his wheelchair and, you know, people coming and going at a rate of knots. It was deemed that if we could maybe get him to move across a few feet, it might be a little bit safer. He might be a little more comfortable and ultimately enjoy his evening a little bit better.
The reason I asked the question is that you mentioned a fire escape, fire exit situation. Where is that, or how did that pertain?
Correct. Well, the wheelchair was virtually in the middle of that passage, which runs from our public bar to the front door. It is a marked fire passage, and again, with the number of people in the hotel last night, you know, having that area clear and traffic being able to move freely was of paramount importance.